It's a blessing for me to be here this morning. My name is Ionuț Popescu. I'm working with Campus Crusade for Christ in Romania, Bucharest. I'm working among students. And I serve also in the Agape Baptist Church. And this is my first time in Phoenix. I was 2 weeks in Prescott and other places to the States, but this one is one of my favorites. This morning I want to speak about how to relate to your parents. And because I have two daughters, Amelia and Emma, Amelia is almost 4, and Emma is 2.5 years old, I can speak from both of perspective, being a parent and also being a child. So let's rise, and I'm going to read from Ephesians chapter 6, the first 4 verses. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. Amen. You can sit. Next to your relationship to God is the relationship to your parents that has the biggest impact on yourself and who you are. And the parents lay the first foundation. We're going to look at what the Bible says. We're going to look at what the Bible says, that both children should give parents and parents should give to children. And in this text, there are two things. One, the Bible says here that the children should give honor to their parents. Then Paul is looking to the parents and he says, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up with two things, discipline and instruction. In other words, Paul is saying here, if you don't bring them up, you will lead your children into anger. So what are parents to do? Bring them up. What are children to do? Honor. Let's start with the children. What does it mean to honor your parents? If you can give me an answer. What do you think? To honor your parents. Excuse me?
Listen to them.
Very good.
Have respect for them.
Obey. Yeah, all these things are very good. Honor, it's a moral choice. It's a moral choice. Honor has nothing to do with feelings. I know it sounds weird, but this is true. One of my favorite writers says, honor is the unsentimental moral nucleus for your relationship with your parents. That means that everything else might change. You know, maybe your relationship with your father right now or with your parents is very good, but in a couple of years, maybe it will not be that good. But one thing is true. It's unsentimental, it's a matter of moral choice, and it has nothing to do with your feelings. Honor is a decision, the author says, to treat your parents with dignity and courtesy. It's also a decision to provide long-term loyalty to their best interests. Honor is a decision. And maybe you're saying, well, I have to obey my parents because I have to, but I don't have to give them respect. I don't have to honor them. But let me tell you, this is an important thing. Listen to me. It's respect for parents that is the basis for any other kind of respect. The respect for parents is the basis for any other kind of respect. The way you treat your parents right now is you're going to treat in the same way your family, your wife, or your husband. In the same way. And believe me, all of us, we want to be treated with respect, with honor. So when you want to get married, look at the person, look how she or he is treating his or her parents, and he's going to her, she's going to treat you the same way. So look at that. And why a parent should be one honored. And Paul says here to look at what is the job of a parent. And now I'm going to speak to the parents. The essence of being a parent is to be a teacher. Is to be a teacher. And the Christian model of a parent is a parent who has supposed to have enough authority to teach the child what is right and wrong, what is valuable in this life, and what is not. I was speaking the other day with Brother Christy, and he was telling me that for him and for his family, a valuable thing is no matter where they are, no matter what they do, they want to make disciples, and they want to serve the local church. And for him, this is very important. So when you look at Philip and his daughters, you see that he wants to encourage them in that direction. You see Philip doing, serving in the leadership team. Why? Because it's a valuable thing. And Christy hopes that this valuable will go to Philip and from Philip to his children, to his family on. And this is what a parent should do. And the purpose of the parents' authority is to raise them up, to make them less and less and less depending on you. This is what you want. You don't want to be your child to be all his life depending on you. And how can parents fail to raise children, to raise them up? Let's look at these two words: discipline and instruction. And discipline, it means to hold accountable, to punish, but also says to instruct, to counsel, to speak in a gentle way. So parents, if you want to exasperate children, your children, you can over-discipline them. Like, say no and no and no. No to that. All rules and nothing personal. And you'll see anger in your children. But also is another side, you can under-discipline your children by saying all the time yes. Yes to that, yes to that. You will always personal and you never discipline. And it has to be a balance between them. You need them both. I didn't understand that only when I was a parent. I told you I have a daughter, Amelia, who she's almost 4. And sometimes she's waking up in the morning and she says, Daddy, I want chocolate. I want ice cream. Or sometimes she needs to take a nap. I said, Amelia, go and take a nap. I said, I want to watch television. I want to watch cartoons. And what do you think will happen in her life if I do whatever she says? What do you think? You know, I think I will fail in raising her up in a proper way. And so when you see that parents will give you rules, but they have you also, they'll speak nice to you, it's in a healthy way. This is what the Bible says, and it's healthy for your growth. And what does it mean, actually, to honor your parents? And I want to give you a few examples. One, speak well of your parents, esteem them publicly and privately, seek for their wisdom, and most of all, forgive them. Forgive them. You know why? The fact is, there are no perfect parents. No perfect parents. Most of the parents have fallen short of their children's expectations. Some of the parents made unwise decisions. I speak generally right now. They have said and done things that have left you deeply wounded. For that reason, many children enter adulthood controlled by anger and bitterness. And I saw this working with college students in Romania. I see this all the time. They are filled with anger and bitterness because their parents, they fall short. And the best way to honor your parents is to forgive them. You know why? They are not perfect. But God is. God is the perfect parent. He's the perfect father. His love is unconditional. And Jesus came and died for us so we can have this kind of relationship with the Father, with the perfect Father. And until we don't have a personal relationship with Jesus, you know, as having him as king, it will be hard on us to give honor And it will be hard on us to want to give honor to our parents. And I want to share how was my story. You know, I grew up in a non-Christian family. When I was 16 or 17, I had to make my SATs. And I wanted to party, to be all the time outside. My parents were saying, no, if you want to have a good life, you have to study. You have to be at home at 11 or so. And I was rebelling. I said, no, I will do whatever I want. And I took my SATs, I went to college, and I stayed in the dorms, and I did whatever I want. I go to parties and stuff like that. And trying all this stuff, you know, I was like empty inside. I was a desert. And I heard the gospel. Somebody shared the gospel with me. I became a believer, and God changed my life. But one of the biggest change was that God changed my relationship with my father and mother. Now, before I knew Christ, I wanted just to go home, take the money, go back to college. Now God put a really love for my parents. I want to spend time with them. I wanted to love them. You know, in my family, we never say, I love you or I'm sorry. But the minute I start to follow Christ, I was coming home. I was listening to my parents. I wanted to be near with them. I wanted to love them. I was saying, Dad, I love you. And out loud. So starting this way, you know, our relationship completely changed. And my father was very bitter. And when I got saved, he said, I will never, ever put my foot in a Baptist church. When I got baptized, he came because our relationship changed completely. So as a conclusion, love Christ. You know, start right now honoring your parents, because the way you treat your parents, you're going to treat your wife. You're going to treat your children. Honor, it's a choice. It's not a feeling. The minute you act, the minute you start give your parents honor, the minute you love them, you'll see that the feelings will come. Amen.
Amen.